You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Subscribe to Squawk Pod on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scam, sex, even murder. All in the name of a perverted American dream. I'm Stacy Keach, the voice of CNBC's true crime series, American Greed. Here's just a taste of the brazen evil acts we'll be exposing in this podcast series.
When a prominent family in a small Oklahoma town is found murdered, their son is the only suspect.
There are four members of a family. Three of them are dead.
Trust fund kid Alan Ruby starts his white-collar crimes early.
Those watches and that trip, he stole it. Just no other way around it.
But when the money runs out, is he willing to go even further to satisfy his hunger for cash? Convicted stockbroker Jordan Belfort, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street.
He's funny, he's colorful, he can be charming as long as you stay 10 feet away with your wallet in your back pocket.
I had a gift to get up before the crowd and sell and manipulate. And I could have used it for good or I could have used it for evil. I used it for evil.
When Hollywood turned his life of sex, drugs, and crime into a blockbuster, his victims feel cheated again.
Too many people walk out of a movie and think they have seen the story. And it leaves out significant parts of the story, not the least of which is 1,500 people that lost real money.
He was about as close as you could come to being a financial serial killer.
It's a massive explosion in the middle of the night that destroys homes and takes lives.
One person thought it was the end of the world. Another person said it was like standing in death.
But this is no accident.
Why would somebody do this intentionally?
$300,000. That's what it was done for, $300,000.
As they pick apart this insurance fraud gone wrong, investigators close in on suspects Monserrate Shirley and her con man boyfriend, Mark Leonard.
He never felt bad about hurting anybody. He didn't care. He had a demon in him.
And when the law closes in, Leonard calls for more violence. That's just some of the shocking true cases you'll hear on the American Greed podcast. Subscribe now. Some people will do anything for money.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Subscribe to Squawk Pod on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.